to talk about that, especially with dyslexia, because dyslexia is a condition that affects about one in five of us. And researchers in the States have basically been working on some amazing research, and they've studied this for about a couple of years. And the British Dyslexia Association describes dyslexia as a learning difficulty that primarily affects reading and writing, particularly processing and remembering what people say and hear. So I'm one of those people that I have to hear it first, and then I remember it, and then I can try and spell it or write it out. But as a journalist, I'm lucky because I write a lot of my own scripts and stuff. So do you have dyslexia? Has it affected your life? Has it ever caused an issue in school, college, university, or even now in work? Do you struggle filling out forms? I mean, that's a nightmare when you have to handwrite a form. It's my worst nightmare, actually. Obviously, we've got computers now and we can type everything, but when I have to handwrite a form, it's all over for me. Anyway, some new technology can help those with the learning difficulty. One company claims to have developed a new system using artificial intelligence which can correct dyslexia. That's right, correct dyslexia, using interactive verbal games, which will evaluate each student. This AI system corrects the underlining processing difficulties. So that's kind of the mechanics when you say a word. Often you will learn the mechanics when you're growing up as a child, and that's how you learn to spell. And a lot of people with dyslexia like me, it just didn't happen for us when we were younger. So earlier I spoke to the co-inventor of the technology, Dr. Coral, about how the AI system actually works.
For the first time, we can actually see what dyslexia is exactly, and it has to do with language processing difficulties. That is, a person with dyslexia has difficulty processing language efficiently. Now, the problem is how to find these processes that aren't running efficiently in a person's brain. All right. After all, we have millions and millions of such language processes running for anyone to use language. And that's why we have to go to computing to come up with the solution. Does this make sense?
Absolutely. So this solution is a game-based program. So, give us some examples of what kind of games are on this technology and how one would use it to help themselves with dyslexia and correct, as you say.
Yes. So behind the program is actually an AI expert system. So think of it like an expert sitting behind the screen. And the expert wants to know what the child can or cannot do with language. So the game that the expert builds, or in this case is the Dissolve AI expert system builds, is actually a game that probes what the child can or cannot process when it comes to language. And so through these games, the system evaluates and then eventually gets to correcting. So the evaluation becomes the blueprint for correction. So go ahead.
And Dr. Coral, so I mean, I haven't seen it yet. I've been reading all about it and the technology that's been years in development. You've given me an example there. So, you know, if I'm a person reading or I'm talking to the computer, the AI, and I'm telling it does it listen to my language, or I talk to it and then it corrects me, or like a spell checker? Is it like that, or how are we, what does it look like?
Yes. So let me give you one example. For example, a very basic process that we should all be able to do is, say, identify the sound B in the word bake. Because if you can't recognize that, that's going to be a problem for spelling and then reading eventually. So a game could be just like that. And that's what we call the phishing game. It will actually have an audio file with words going by, and the student has to catch words that begin with the sound B. And that's what we call phoneme isolation.
I see.
Right? And it's also a matter of speed, too, because we find that a lot of the children with reading difficulties are processing language too slowly.
Right.
For them to be able to actually work with language. So the games are actually very simple games to actually probe basic language processes, but these processes have to run efficiently for the child to actually be able to pick up language skills.
In terms of the program then, is it just for children or can adults use it too? Adults able to use the program, will it help them? Because
yes.
I mean, I always had a problem with different ways to spell there. So T-H-I-R-E or the other one, T-H-E-R-E, or mechanics
right.
of words. So as an adult,
yes.
obviously I still have dyslexia, but are there tools there that can help adults? Or is this kind of younger children, kind of that's the key age really with the mechanics of learning the language at a young age, because that's where it sticks?
It's for any age because what's new about the technology is that it is not pre-made, right? So the games are not there waiting for the user to play them. And actually, the Dissolve AI system builds the game in real time just for each person. So it really doesn't matter what the age of the person is or what the person can or cannot do. The program that is built by the AI system is actually for each person. And that's what's new about the technology. And that's why it's an autonomous AI system that we have.
So, and it is 1 in 5 people in the States are affected with dyslexia. And there are quite a few famous people that have dyslexia. And it's not something to be ashamed about, is it?
No, because what we find is that just some language processes aren't running efficiently. And usually when they come to us, we find that they can be at 20% efficiency only for these processes. And we have to get them to 90 to 100% efficiency for things to work out well when it comes to language, because the linguistic system in the brain is very fragile and it has to be super fast because processes run at hundreds of milliseconds. And so it really doesn't matter what age the person comes in. We just have to be able to locate these processes for that person. And then we also have young adults in their 20s, and it just works just as well for them. And what we find with older students or users is that their problem is actually more narrow and clearly defined. So if they just stick with the program, you know, it should work just as well as it does for young children.
And Dr. Coral, just finally then, so this program, it helps, but it's not a solution. It's not the full stop. This will cure dyslexia. This is an aid, if you like.
No, actually. Well, first of all, we wouldn't say cure because dyslexia is not a disease that needs curing. Also, we don't see it as a disorder or disability because those things sound permanent. So we see it as a language processing difficulty that has to be corrected. And so for students who actually stay in long enough, and that's usually 1 to 2 years with, you know, regular weekly practice, then they actually do have the condition completely corrected. And in the coming months, actually, we're going to put out videos of people who were actually or had dyslexia before, but then had that corrected so well that they're actually functioning in the top 10 to 20% of their class. So they came in middle school, and by the time they got into high school, they were in honors or high honors, and now they're thriving in college. And it's the whole person that actually changes. It's not just one piece of the puzzle.
Dr. Coral there speaking about this new AI technology. It's called Dissolve, and it's a program that you learn and study for about a year, and potentially it can correct your mindset in terms of language and the mechanics of words. And it's not just for children. Well, let's take a call. We've got Simon in talk.